Good morning, DFS Army. It is Craig Bennett, aka Cash Cake, here with another NBA First Look. Last day of regular season NBA. We have 16 games on tap, but this is going to be the early only podcast. Looks like the slate's broken up into the early games. It looks like DraftKings has 5, FanDuel has 4, and then, of course, we got 10 and 11 over on the main slate. So, again, this is going to be the early only podcast. I'm going to talk about a little bit of the scenarios here once we get into looking at the plays. It should be a fun one. There's some games that are very much important when it comes to seeding for this play-in game that starts on Tuesday. Remember, tomorrow there's going to be no NBA, but starting Tuesday we get the play-in game for seeds 7 through 10 on the East and West. So we'll talk a few of them here. We got some good games on tap. Before that, if you like this video, like this information, you find it useful, hit that like button for me, subscribe to the channel, and let's just dive right into this and see what we have on tap for today. All right, like you see here, I have the DraftKings backdrop. I'll talk about them. We'll also talk about FanDuel pricing as well. It's a four-game slate, and we'll build some sample lineups as we go through things. I got some feedback. People like me to do that. Again, there's going to be a lot of news coming out here. We don't know exactly what's going to go on, but what we do know is, again, five-game slate here. FanDuel is only a four-gamer. They left off the Memphis Golden State game, which sucks because that's a good game. That determines who is the eighth and ninth seed going into the playoffs. So extremely important game for that. You know, the winner stays in the eighth seed. The loser goes to the ninth seed. So San Antonio Spurs are already locked in the 10th. They have nothing to play for. So Phoenix, San Antonio should be all scrubs here. There's no reason for Phoenix to play. They're locked into the two seed. So we got a competitive game here. We look at Indy, Toronto. Toronto, again, is going to be all scrubs. They got everyone basically out like they have been for last week or so. A lot of guys here for Indy, they played. They lost to the Lakers last night. So their situation is a little dicey. When it comes to the East, the seventh seed in Boston, New York, they're already set. So Boston is not going to move anywhere. So they're not going to play their scrub. I'm not going to play their starters here. I did watch the press conference. I didn't think that they were going to play Tatum and Fournier yesterday, but they ended up playing them. But they're going to rest them here. Tatum says that he just wanted to go out and have one game where he felt good because they've been playing bad the last week. So I can understand that from a player's perspective. But I don't think they're going to play today. They are all doubtful. Walker, Tatum, Fournier, Thompson, Smart, and Time Lord are all doubtful. So should be just scrubs here for Boston. New York, they can still move up seeding as well. So they're definitely going to play. So I can see their starters coming out and playing here. The Knicks should win this game pretty easily. So we have some starters here, and we got some scrubs at Boston we can look at. And then the Charlotte Washington game. This is massive here. So Charlotte lost to New York yesterday, and Washington has the tiebreaker for Indy. So right now in the 8th, 9th, and 10th in the East, we have Charlotte, Indy, and Washington as it sits right now. If Washington wins this game against Charlotte, they would actually move up to the 8th seed. That is massive for them. They own the tiebreaker against Indy. So no matter what Indy does, if Washington wins, they can move up there. So it's very important for Washington win this game. And if Indy ends up winning, I think they would sit right at the 9th seed and then Charlotte the 10th. But it's big implications for this Washington-Charlotte game. So we should see the starters again play massive minutes here. Bradley Beal is questionable for this game. If he, you know, they want to hit that 8th seed. They don't want to have to win twice to get into the playoffs here in this play-in. So they really want that 8th seed. The lines moved a little bit. I was looking at the lines earlier. It opened at -4. The Wizards are -5 now. And then with the Pacers, it was -5, and it's now at -6.5. So maybe we see Sabonis play here. Brogdon, Lamb, and Sumner are all doubtful, but Sabonis is questionable. So if he comes back and plays, that should be a big boost for Indy here, and him and LeVert can probably get things done and get that dub. So that's where sitting things. We're looking at scrubs. Again, Boston, we're going to look at scrubs. Phoenix and San Antonio, we're going to look for scrubs. And then Toronto, of course. And then competitive guys, the regular stars in Memphis, Golden State, Indy, Charlotte, Washington, and New York. So should be a fun slate here. Let's look at the first game here. I talked about all the guys that are going to be out for this game. Again, Tatum and Fournier are not going to play this game. So we can look at guys real cheap down here. We got Pritchard, Naismith, Cornette, he started at center because they have the two guys out with Time Lord and Trenton Thompson. So he had a pretty good game last night, put up 34 fantasy points in 30 more minutes. I think we can see some more of the same of that. We can throw him at center in this build here. I think he's going to be pretty popular, but he showed he can get it done in 30 minutes. We're probably going to see it out of him again. So something that we definitely want to look at when building our lineups today in this early slate. You know, again, Pritchard at 4,200, Naismith at 4,000. If we come over here and look at the guys on Boston on FanDuel, very similar. Pritchard's 4,900, Naismith's 4,500. Luke Cornette, he's a power forward on FanDuel. Again, should play 27 to 30 minutes here. Probably going to see a little bit of Taco Fall. It's just all scrub. So I'm going to focus on the guys that have upside. And for me, that's Pritchard, it's Cornette, it's Naismith. I really don't. You can look at a little Waters too. He put up 24 fantasy points in 22 minutes. He can get it done. So he's another guy we can look at. Again, these guys are all super cheap. We do got Edwards here, you know, played 5 minutes. We're going to see more of that because there's no Tatum and Fournier. But I still think what you're doing is you're going to look at Pritchard, Cornette, and Waiters as my favorite guys here. So I'm going to throw them in this lineup as we're building this. We can kind of adjust fire as we go through things. But let's see here. Pritchard and Waters is the other point guard. So we might not be able to get there with being in both point guard. You might actually have to look at Naismith here. 22 minutes, he put up 15 fantasy points. He sits at that small forward slot. We'll have to remember that as we're building things. But those are the guys I would really focus on the Boston side. Again, on the Knicks side, they should be able to do whatever they want. Julius Randle, no problem playing him. He is 9K over here on DraftKings. FanDuel, 9,300. I think a guy you're just going to want to lock in here should be able to. Again, they should be able to do what they want here, but they want to get this dub. So Randle, RJ Barrett, guys I would look at. Nerlens Noel, I guess you could look at, but I still would rather go Cornette. And then again, we got the Spurs. I hope you watched this video yesterday. I did talk about Gorgui Dieng. He was like less than 5% owned, did really well yesterday. And I think they're going to go back and do the same thing. They're just going to split those minutes from Eubanks to Dieng. So I really like the cheap centers again. So one thing I like about Julius Randle, he's power forward eligible on both sites. So I would slide him right in here at 9,400. Just makes the most sense. If you want to play Barrett, no problem. Rose, a little expensive at 6K. I think you're going to want to go over here to Golden State and look at some of the studs here. That's the game I'm really looking at attacking here on DraftKings, because again, it's a play-in game basically to see who has that 8 seed. So I'm just going to focus on Randle here and kind of move on. Over on the Charlotte Washington side, again, these teams are both going to want to win. Charlotte just came off that loss against New York in overtime last night. It's, you know, Graham had a massive game yesterday. He's 6K over here on DraftKings, put up 42 fantasy points in 41 minutes. These guys are going to play a ton of minutes. They're on a back-to-back though, so I can see Washington kind of just, you know, taking it to him a little bit here. So I don't know how excited I am to play these guys, but Graham would be a guy I would look at. Cody Zeller played a lot of minutes yesterday too. Started, played 36 minutes, which is crazy. Still only put up 28 fantasy points. You got more out of that of Dieng and some of these other guys, Cornette. So not looking at him. Again, Graham, Ball, Rozier, all these are kind of plays that you could play. I just don't think I'm going to get there. I think it's a pure stars and studs kind of route, and I don't think I'm going to get to any Charlotte guys, but if they are, it's the guards for me. Over on Washington, man, Westbrook is expensive, fellas. He's just been killing it lately. 12-8 on FanDuel, 13-1 on DraftKings. Again, a guy that we can look at playing for sure. And if Bradley Beal is out, you know Westbrook's going to carry the load and play this. He might play the whole damn game. It's going to play over 40 minutes for sure. So it really depends if Westbrook's playing. If Beal's playing, if Beal is out, definitely all the Westbrook. We can easily afford him. But if Beal is in, that kind of takes some of the shine off Westbrook at 13-1. I still think he can get 60 fantasy points, but I want more than that. When I think we can go guys like Curry and stuff over here in this game, that means something too. So I'm going to slide Westbrook in this lineup here, just kind of see how things fit. Again, we have all the money in the world. I don't know how much I will have of him if Beal does play or, you know, something like that. But Westbrook should put up 60 fantasy points by far. Much easier play on FanDuel. But on DraftKings here, again, easy to play him. I think it's just it's going to depend on Beal. And then also we got to consider if Beal plays, I'm probably going to look at Steph Curry instead over here for the Golden State Warriors. So that's it for me. I'm not looking at any of these other guys here for Washington. They play a ton of guys. Steve Bertans, you know, he's sitting at 4,200 on DraftKings. 46, I think he's 4,600 on FanDuel. Should play pretty decent minutes here. But again, not something I'm looking at. You know, Rui, again, 5,300 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. I guess you could look at him as well, but he's only put 18, 23, 25. It's just basically Westbrook or bust for me here. Let's head on over to Indianapolis and Toronto. Looking at the injuries here, again, I talked about Sumner, Lamb, and Brogdon are all doubtful. Aaron Holiday and Sabonis are questionable. They're on a back-to-back. They played the Lakers last night and lost. And Toronto's still out all their guys out. Anunoby, Lowry, Van Fleet, Siakam, Wannabe are out. And Trent and Boucher are both doubtful, and Watson is out. So it's going to be all the scrubs here for Toronto as well. And again, like I said, Indy kind of needs to win this game. One thing I love about if Sabonis does play, I love him here. He should be able to crush this Toronto team, and they need the win. So I think I would take the 3K price savings of Westbrook and throw in Sabonis here, because I think we have enough cheap guys to go here. So how about I throw him here and I say that he does play and take out Westbrook in this lineup and kind of see how things go. Now, again, we could probably play him no problem with the cheap guys and take out Waiters here. That's something we'll look at doing. But I think I'm going to stick with Pritchard, Cornette, Randall, and Sabonis here in this lineup. Might not go Waters here. We'll have to look at this. Again, LeVert for Indy, no problem here. McConnell, 6,400. He's going to play a ton of minutes. These are the guys I would look at. I wouldn't want any McDermott or Holiday at these prices. When I think, you know, yeah, they have to win. But if Sabonis plays, it's going to be Sabonis, LeVert, and McConnell, the guys. And I don't even know if I want to play McConnell at this price. 6,400 on DraftKings. Over on FanDuel, he is 6,700. But if Sabonis and LeVert play, those are really two guys that I'm focusing on. Justin Holiday's at the 5,500 on FanDuel, 4,400 on DraftKings. You know, Keelan Martin, 4,900 on FanDuel, is getting priced up big time. 3,700 on DraftKings. I do kind of like that price. 31 and 27 in his last two games here. So if we got some of these guys out, maybe Keelan Martin, you throw him in the small forward position. I do like that because he is cheap. So he's the kind of guy I would look at depending on what's going on. Brissett, we could look at only if Sabonis is out. So for this lineup construction, I'm going to put Sabonis in here like he's playing. Again, LeVert's great. Small forward, 8,600. They need to win this game. 57, 43, 44, 69, and 63 over his last five, playing almost 40 minutes with no Brogdon out there. So I think we're going to see something similar to this, and it should just be the Sabonis-Brogdon show. I'm going to throw Sabonis in this lineup. LeVert and Sabonis, and we'll see where we sit as we slowly build through this thing. I think this utility slot, I want to slide in another cheap center here for San Antonio, so that's where I'm going to kind of live here. Over on the Toronto side, again, all these guys are out. And with doubtful of Trent and Boucher, it's going to be all the scrubs here. But they're all kind of priced up. You know, we look at Flynn, 6,300 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he is priced at 6,500. So they are priced up. We look at Stanley Johnson. He is 6K on FanDuel. So you get no price savings here. 4,800 on DraftKings. Kim Birch, 6,200 on DraftKings. 5,900 on FanDuel. They're just priced up probably where they should be. And so, again, being an all like studs and duds kind of lineup, I don't think you need to go there. If you want to go, you know, Baines or Glepsy, I think there's just better upside here and no one that I really want to go to. So, honestly, on the Toronto side, with the prices that the guys that I would really look at, like in Flynn and Johnson, I guess I'm okay with those guys, maybe more so on FanDuel where you got to play a small forward and maybe a second point guard. But I just prefer the cheap Boston guys and prefer the cheap Spurs guys, I think, more. And then play these other studs. So I'm not going to go anyone here in Toronto in this build. Heading back over, we got Phoenix at San Antonio. Again, there's no... I looked at the line on this one. I didn't see a total on this game. Let me see. I'm going to look one more time here. Yeah, there's 226.5 over-under. It's been bet down a point. You know, they were favored at 11. It's been bet down to -8.5. So that tells me that maybe the Spurs studs are going to sit with that line movement like that. So we could see, you know, some of these cheap guys, and I don't think a lot of the Spurs, you know, look at Cameron Payne. I like him at 4K. He's probably a better guard slot for upside compared to Waters, you know, if we want to look at that. 24, 41, and 24, 26, 25 DraftKings points. And he's doing this like right around 20 minutes besides the one game against Portland. We could see massive run out of him here. If we don't see Chris Paul, Booker, and all these guys play, we could see massive run out of Cameron Payne. And if we saw that, love him at 4K. Dario Saric, another guy that I think we could get some run here if they end up do sitting those guys. We'll just kind of have to figure out what is going to go on if we get some news a little bit later with Phoenix. But it would be Payne, Sarch, and Frank the Tank Kaminsky at 3K. But again, he's at center. I like Sarch at that power forward position at 3,200 over here. So not going to really mess with them. We kind of need the news. But just looking at the lines this morning, I kind of feel like maybe those Spurs are going to sit. The Suns are going to sit. The Spurs, there's no reason to play these guys. They're all, you know, these guys are all questionable. Murray, DeRozan, Gay, Poeltl, Lyles, Mills is doubtful. There's really no reason for these guys to play at all. So if they don't play, if all these guys sit again, they're locked into the 10th seed. If they sit them all here, we could get Lonnie Walker again. I don't really like his point guard, shooting guard eligible here, so I'm not really too excited about that. But, you know, we're going to get all these cheap guys again. Drew Eubanks, 4,900 on FanDuel. 3,400 on DraftKings. He got the start. He ended up seeing 23 minutes, put up 32 fantasy points. Again, he was in the core yesterday. And I also had Gorgie Jang in the core yesterday as well, put up 31 fantasy points in 25 minutes. They basically just split the minutes here at the five. So I don't care either way you want to go. If you want to go Eubanks, if you want to go Dang, maybe Dang gets more run here on a back-to-back and not so much Eubanks. But again, maybe Eubanks struggles a little bit and Dang hits it. I'm okay with either one of them. I'm going to try to get a few dollars and save and throw Dang in this one. I'm fine with Eubanks. Eubanks probably the better cash play. Dang's probably your GPP. But again, I'm going to have in almost every lineup I build, it's going to be Eubanks, Cornette, and Dang for me. There's just other ways and studs that I can spin around. Again, we got around 5,650 left in this build. So looking around here, again, Patty Mills is doubtful. You're going to see, you know, Trey Jones, Weatherspoon, Walker, Johnson. Johnson's a power forward. I wish he was small forward eligible, but again, not really looking too much here that I'm excited about. Vessel's a small forward. I do like that. He put up 32 fantasy points in 34 minutes. We're going to see a ton of him. Let's throw him in this lineup. I do like that he is small forward eligible. Slide him in there. So yeah, I would say my favorite guys here on DraftKings would be Vessel, Dang, and Eubanks. Over on FanDuel, I think it's something very similar. Eubanks is 4,900. Dang is 4K, so I prefer Dang over there. Vassell again should be see a ton of minutes, so I really like him at that small forward position. And again, unless you kind of do some things here, and again, if we decided that Beal was out, I have no problem sliding LeVert out of here and going Westbrook down here, and we got 3,500 left for shooting guard. And you basically got Sabonis, Westbrook, Randall. We haven't even hit that Golden State Memphis game, so that's something we have to look at builds as well. I think my value to go I'm looking at, and that's what I always want to build around, and then I want to build around the studs, is again, Vassell, Pritchard, Cornette, Dang, and Eubanks. Those are the guys that I'm going to build around, and I'm just going to move these studs in and out when I'm building lineups. So let's head over to Memphis at Golden State. All these guys should play. The only guys that are really out are Grayson Allen. He's been out for a while, but all these guys are in. Draymond, Poole, Curry, Wiggins. Memphis is Brooks, Valanciunas, Murray, Clark, Anderson. Full steam ahead. This is a great game. 230 over under. Golden State favored by 5.5. It's favored by 4.5. Again, FanDuel does not have this game, so you don't have to worry about that if you're playing on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, they do, you know, and again, we're sitting at 3,500 here. Again, Tillman's not going to be in play. All you're going to be focusing on here on the Memphis side is Morant, pretty expensive at 8,200, Jovile 7,700, Brooks 6,200, Jaren Jackson 5,700, and Kyle Anderson 5,600. It's a game that they have to have, but I still feel like the better path is to go stars and scrubs. I still think some of these 3 and 4K guys can put up 40 piece. Now I'm not saying fade them all, but I wouldn't play multiple of these guys in a lineup. I would say limit it to one of these guys because there's so much other value that I'd rather play. Now again, if we took out Westbrook here and we say, you know, maybe we wanted to go, you know, Curry's 10K here. On the Golden State side. And again, I would stick to Draymond Green. I would stick to Steph Curry. Wiggins, 6,700. Draymond Green, 7,400 is a great price for what they're going to have to do here. So I don't mind looking at him. I don't think you, you know, have to play any of these guys, but it's going to be a competitive game, and it's got a pretty high over-under. And so, you know, this is kind of the Hammer Island game as well. So, you know, for what that's worth, it's, you know, They're going to play a ton of minutes. Green's going to play a ton of minutes. So if you're going to look for a mid-range guy, it would be him. So maybe you don't play Sabonis in this lineup and maybe you play Green. And then it leaves you with a little bit more money in this scenario. Again, if Sabonis didn't play, but if Sabonis didn't play, then I'm coming back over here and I'm making sure I get LeVert in my life. And then I'm sitting around 10K and then I can play Steph here. I can throw Steph, Green, LeVert, Cornett, Randall, Pritchard, Dang. And you have a little bit of money left here. If you don't want to play Dang, you can throw Curry in this lineup, come back in here, 3,500 left, go back to San Antonio, and we can throw Eubanks right into this lineup. And that is a really nice lineup if you're not playing Sabonis and if you're not playing Beal. Westbrook. So if Beal was in, I don't think I'm going to pay that much for Westbrook. If Sabonis is out, I'm going to make sure I have LeVert in my lineup. So that's kind of what I'm looking at here. Again, quick and dirty rundown of kind of how I see lineups going. Let's jump right over to FanDuel real quick and kind of see how lineup construction would kind of go here. Because again, we don't have to worry about that game, the Golden State game. So over here, I'm going to throw in Westbrook because we have the money to go in here pretty easily. And we got some guys that are cheap enough. Center, I'm going to throw Dang in here. Again, I think you can go Eubanks at 4,900, but I'm going to save a little bit, and I'm going to throw the gorgeous Dong, as we like to call him in the DFS world, down here at center. And then at the shooting guard position, again, this all depends on is Sabonis play. I still think LeVert's a great play regardless. I would rather play him over Bradley Beal, since Bradley Beal's is more of a shooter against Charlotte. Toronto's playing their scrubs. I'd rather sit here. That's where I would sit for that kind of stud. Power forward, again, if Sabonis plays, I want Sabonis. Tatum's not going to play today. Randall, 9,300. No problem playing Randall at all. Coming down to some of these cheap guys we can look at. Like I said, Cornette's going to be in there, 4,400. It's just too cheap. Frank the Tank, we could see some action. And who knows? Boston, if they would play, maybe they'll play some Jabari Parker. He saw 17 minutes yesterday. With Tatum out, maybe we see a little bit more of him. He could be a sneaky guy at 3,500. So I kind of like that. You know, we've seen him when, you know, playing, you know, with the Bulls and playing with Milwaukee and what he's done in the past. Just for whatever reason, they just don't get him a ton of runs. So guy that we can look at might be a sneaky play to take you over the top. No one thinks about Jabari Parker there. See some minutes. He could do some damage. Again, if the Suns sit, we can go right here and look at Dario Saric or Frank Kaminsky. No problem playing either one of those guys. We got Freddie Galipsy here. We could look at playing him maybe. Saw big minutes, but not really doing a lot of damage. So I think for me, though, more than likely, I'm going to be looking at Julius Randle. It really depends on what you're going to do here at small forward and your other point guard position here. So I'm going to leave this other power forward position open because I still think you're either going Randle or Sabonis or paying all the way down. I wouldn't go any of these mid-range guys. At small forward, I think what you're looking at here is you're coming down. Again, I would look at a Holiday or Brissett if we had no Sabonis. Sabonis kind of makes your mind up all over here. Keldon Johnson, 4,700 is a guy that we can definitely look at. Didn't have a great game yesterday against the Suns. But again, if the Suns set all their stars, he could have a better game because it won't be the same defensive team. So we could look at there. I forgot to mention, even over here, we could look at Draymond Green. I'm sorry. No, I can't. Not on FanDuel. My apologies. He's not on the slate. But coming down here a little bit more on the small forward position, we'll look at, you know, Cates Diop is cheap. Bates Diop, I'm sorry, but, you know, saw 29 minutes, put up 18 fantasy points. If you want a min price guy, look at him. Ojale, 3,800, put up 17 fantasy points. These kinds are guys that are cheap you could kind of look at. And maybe that's what we need to do here. So I might slide Bates Diop in here just to kind of see what we have. But because these other guys that I want, Indy, I don't want these guys if I know Sabonis is going to play. I don't want Kalen. I don't want any of these guys. Miles Bridges is the guy I don't mind taking to 6,700. He's got the play time. Put up 45 and 34 minutes against New York. Fast-paced team. That kind of fits well there. I might slide him into this lineup as well. We got 64-60 left. Doing a punt here and small forward. Again, I'm going to slide in Randall. Just kind of see what we have left. 5K left. Again, I prefer Sabonis if Sabonis is in. So maybe we'll throw Sabonis in just because we have that 1,000 maybe to play with. The other point guard position, I don't think Paul's going to play. LaMelo Ball, I guess you can look at here. TJ McConnell, if we have Sabonis playing, I don't really like him as much. I don't mind some Flynn. He's been playing great for 37-41. He's going to play big minutes again here as well. So I don't mind playing some some Flynn. Payne is priced up here. He was 3,900, I think, on DraftKings. He is priced up here. I'm going to throw Flynn in this lineup. Pritchard, I'm sorry, is another guy we could look at. Maybe we need to go Pritchard in this lineup because I don't know if we have the money. Yeah, so let's go Pritchard this lineup. I would look at him, Flynn. Coming down a little bit more. Waters, again, 3,900, I think, is a guy that we can definitely look at. You know, put up that 21 fantasy points in 22 minutes. But again, I think we could see more out of him with no Fournier or Tatum here. So we'll look at that. We'll see what this gives us. If we will go Pritchard here and then look at this other shooting guard position and see if we can find a guy to fit in here. Again, Patty Mills is doubtful, so I don't think he's going to play. Romeo Langford, I don't think he's going to see many minutes. He saw 20, put up 18 fantasy points. He's a guy I guess you could look at. Witherspoon, we can see a lot of him. 28 minutes, put up 19 fantasy points. No problem throwing him. Again, we're at this 4,200 mark. Quickly, it just comes to minutes, and I just don't know if we're going to see him here. I mean, he's got massive upside. And then my boy Vassell. So I think that's where I'm going to land, actually. Vassell. So Westbrook, Pritchard, LeVert, Vassell. We got Bates Diop here. Dang. And we can make this happen. I kind of love this lineup here. Not going to lie. Looking at 4,100. Again, I had Bates Diop in there. I'm just kind of looking around. I guess if we went down 1,000 and it would give us 5,100. Where would we land? Again, I guess Keldon Johnson or Martin, but I don't like these guys. Like, I think I'd rather just sit what I was on. So that might be on Bates Diop. I think this is kind of what I'm looking at right here. So, you know, sitting at, you know, Westbrook, Pritchard, LeVert, Vassell, Bates Diop, Bridges, Cornette, Sabonis, and Gorgeous Dong to set it off. So with that, again, if you like this video, you found it useful, me going through this, the situations here that we have on this early slate, we will have cheat sheets for the main slate over at DFS Army. So head on over there, sign up, use promo code CashKeg, save yourself 10%. And again, we got everything coming up with the play-in game starting on Tuesday. And then on May 22nd, we have the playoffs. So with that, hit that like button on your way out. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I will see you on the flip side. Enjoy your Sunday. Deuces.